In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing now we're on volume 24, October 3rd, 1928. Now, this is a really good one. there's a lot of the talks that Jesus gives, these lessons that Jesus gives. This is a good lesson to know. When everything seems to become dark, it's always good to have light. And we're in some times that are going to get dark. And Jesus is showing us in volume 24, October 3rd, 1928. This is the last chapter of volume 24. As a matter of fact, think about this. This day or this writing was the last writing that she wrote while she was in the apartment where the Association Luisa Picaretta is upstairs. After this, on October 10th, she moved into the orphanage, St. Anthony's Orphanage in Corrado. This is the building that St. Honorable de Francia built for Luisa, and her first writing was volume 25. Listen to what Jesus says. He talks about her and as my prisoner, and Luisa says, and you're my prisoner. So here, after 40 years, when her doors of her room were open, she could look down through the chapel, when the doors of the chapel were open, to Jesus in the tabernacle. Finally, she says, finally, after 40 years, I see you again, Jesus. She, as a little child, she spent many days, many hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And when you go to the church, you'll see where Father Bucci will, you know, show you on the internet. Father Bucci shows the spot where she used to kneel as a little girl. And then as she became a teenager, then God called her to stay in bed. And that's where she stayed there for the rest of her life. So here, this is the last chapter of volume 24. It's easy to find. Read this, study this, put this into practice. Good things are coming. Luisa says, my poor mind was thinking about all the things regarding the divine will, especially how its kingdom could come and how the divine will could spread and many other things that are not necessary to write on paper. So she's thinking about the future. She says, it's coming. The kingdom's coming. The divine will is going to spread to all of humanity. All of humanity is going to begin to live this life. She says, and my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter Luisa, if Rome has the primacy of my church and Rome owes it to Jerusalem, because the beginning of the redemption was precisely in Jerusalem, within that homeland, from a little town of Nazareth, that I, Jesus, chose my Virgin Mother Mary. So he says, here is the primacy of the church is in Rome. It owes it to Jerusalem, because in Jerusalem, where everything began, remember the crucifixion, death, resurrection, Pentecost, everything happened in Jerusalem, that homeland of the little town. Now he goes, okay, why? Because of the little town in Nazareth, north of Jerusalem. And I chose the Virgin Mary. And I myself was born in the little town of Bethlehem, which is like 5 miles away from Jerusalem. And all of my apostles were from Israel, from that homeland. So he says this, even though Jerusalem, Israel was ungrateful, Jerusalem did not want to recognize me, Jesus. Yeah, that's the ungratefulness that Jerusalem had. They didn't want to recognize Jesus and rejected the goods of my redemption. It cannot be denied that the origin, the beginning, the first people who received the good of the redemption were in the city of Jerusalem. The first criers of the gospel, Those who established the Catholicism in Rome were my apostles all from Jerusalem. That is from this homeland. So here Jesus is showing you have Rome. It's because of Jerusalem. Because this is where I started. The crucifixion, death, and resurrection. And he says, and they, the apostles, were the first criers of the gospel. So he says, that is from that homeland, Israel, Jerusalem. Now, there will be an exchange. So Jesus is showing us that something is going to happen. There's going to be an exchange. If Jerusalem gave to Rome the life of Catholicism, of the religion, therefore of redemption, Rome is going to give to Jerusalem the kingdom of the divine will. So it's like people, you know, you give a gift, you get a gift back. It's you're sharing your love by giving what you treasure. It's not just something that you find along the side of the road. Oh, I got to give something. It's you give a gift that's treasured. You give a gift that is you would desire to give, that you would want to receive. So Jesus says, if Jerusalem gave to Rome the life of the Catholicism and therefore the life of redemption, Rome was going to give to Jerusalem this great gift of the divine will. And he says, this is so true that just as I, Jesus, chose the Virgin Mary from the little town of Nazareth for redemption, so I, Jesus, have chosen another virgin, Luisa, from the little town of Corrado in Italy, belonging to Rome. Isn't God good? He repeats his love. He repeats his love. But now what's happening is with the Blessed Mother, she's the mother of all the redeemed. Luisa is the little mother of all those in the divine will. This is what Jesus is doing. So I've chosen another virgin, Luisa, from the little town of Corrado of Italy, belonging to Rome, to whom the mission of the kingdom of my divine fiat has been entrusted. To the one, Luisa, whose mission of the kingdom of the divine fiat has been entrusted. So what does that mean? He's saying to us, what I've taught Luisa, these lessons I've given to Luisa in the Book of Heaven, now I want to give to all those that want it. All those who are reading, all those who are studying, all those who are putting into practice are learning what Luisa learned. Remember, the books that are in the Vatican of that Luisa wrote in the secret archives of the Vatican, her thumbprints were on the page. I mean, think about that. You see the pictures of her. She's studying. Her thumbprints were on the page. They were etched onto the page. This is what Jesus is asking of us. Are you studying the Book of Heaven? Are you reading? Are you learning what I taught Luisa? Are you putting into practice what I taught Luisa? If you are, then I have to give you what you want. That's why Jesus said the divine will is for all of humanity, but in reality, it's for only those who want it. Only those who are reading, only those that are studying, only those that are putting into practice. Don't be fooled by people who don't want you to read. I've seen that. There was some people that say, oh, you can't read the volumes. That's never been said. Archbishop Piccieri said, I've never said that. I don't know where that started. You can read the writings. As a matter of fact, Jesus says, he says, dive into this ocean of love. You know, swim in this infinite ocean of love, which is found in the Book of Heaven. Read it, study it, put it into practice. So Jesus says, what Luisa belonged to, Luisa of Corrado belonged to Rome, who has the mission of the kingdom of the divine fiat has been entrusted to Luisa Vicaretta. So this is important. And since the kingdom of my divine will must be known in Rome, and there's beautiful prayer groups in the divine will in Rome. They love Luisa. They see this, as Jesus says, the crowning of my church is the Book of Heaven. And he's offering this to us. Read, study, put this into practice. Make this sacrifice of reading every day. You enter into happiness. You enter into joy. So Jesus says, so the kingdom must be known in Rome, just as my coming upon earth was known in Jerusalem. Rome will have the great honor of requiting Jerusalem for the great gift of receiving from Jerusalem the Catholic faith, which is redemption, by making known to Jerusalem the king. Rome is going to give this to Jerusalem, the kingdom of my divine will. Will there be one church, one flock, one shepherd? There's not going to be many religions. It's going to be one church, one flock, one shepherd, because we're going to be redeemed and now sanctified. Then will Jerusalem repent of her ingratitude, and Jerusalem will embrace the life of the Catholic faith that Jerusalem gave to Rome. Grateful, Jerusalem will receive from Rome the great life, the great gift of the kingdom of my divine will, this great love of God, not only in Jerusalem, but all other nations, all other faiths will receive from Rome the great gift of the kingdom of my divine fiat, which are the first criers of this abundant life, of its gospel, which is all full of peace, of happiness, and the restoration of the creation of man. That's what's coming upon the earth. A new beginning is coming upon the earth. And God is asking us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? Are you willing to let go of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin? Are you willing to learn these truths that Jesus breathed into Louisa? Are you willing to begin to know these knowledges, this secret, this love, this life, this love of God that nobody knows about? It's a new beginning for humanity. It really is a new beginning. And yet, it's the oldest thing. It's what God breathed into Adam. Adam lost it. Jesus came and redeemed us with his mother, co-redeeming on Calvary. She was with Jesus on Calvary. And now this time of sanctification is coming for all the world. And Jesus is giving these truths to Louisa. So those that want this will sacrifice their time in reading other things and focus on the Book of Heaven. And Jesus says this. He says, I'm waiting for the souls who want the divine will more than anything. So what do you do with your time? Can you read 10 pages a day? Can you read today is 5 pages. Can you read 5 pages a day, 7 pages a day? Can you make this your life? As we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, God expands our capacity to understand this word that Jesus is speaking to Louisa. And he makes it, as you read, he keeps on expanding our capacity to understand these truths. God is offering this to us. He's not going to force us to. Those who are reading, and this is the great thing, those that are reading can't stop. Every day is something more beautiful. Every day there's more happiness, there's more joy, there's more peace. Every day, heaven becomes more real and earth becomes farther away. We're getting ready for the kingdom, which is coming on earth as it is in heaven. This is a great day to be alive. It's a great time to be alive. If you have the Book of Heaven, how blessed you are. If you're reading the Book of Heaven, how divinely blessed you are. Jesus is speaking to you. He's giving you a lesson every day if you wish. This is so beautiful what the Lord is showing us. And he's not going to force us. He's offering it to us. And he's saying, would you be willing to begin to live this life of heaven while you're still on earth? And when we say yes, then he says, begin to live the resurrection. Begin to live the true resurrection. He says, it's not after you die. It's while you're on earth. See, that's what's coming. He's offering us this time of the kingdom of God on earth, breathing into this dust, as it is in heaven. A new beginning for humanity. A divine way of living, as St. John Paul II said, a new and divine way of holiness. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.